USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A new Economist YouGov poll found that 55% of Americans believe the United States is already in the midst of a recession. This as Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is telling lawmakers on Tuesday that the Biden administration is working hard to mitigate the pain that all Americans are feeling at the gas pump and the grocery store.
To dampen inflationary pressures without undermining the strength of the labor market, an appropriate budgetary stance is needed to complement monetary policy actions by the Federal Reserve.
Migrants from Venezuela are making up much of a caravan that left southern Mexico Monday, heading toward the U.S.-Mexico border. The caravan expected to reach close to 15,000 migrants. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The top Senate Democrat says his members are continuing talks with Senate Republicans as they try to reach some sort of compromise bill to address gun violence. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, on the Senate floor Tuesday morning says he's giving them some space to get a result.
We know we're not going to get everything we want. We know that the push for even more meaningful gun safety will continue after this debate, but making real progress is very important.
A recount is set to take place in a tightly contested congressional primary. From the USA Radio News New York News Bureau, Kenneth Burns explains.
Texas Democrat Jessica Cisneros says she will request a recount in her primary runoff against incumbent Congressman Henry Cuellar. Less than 200 votes separates the contenders. Cisneros is a progressive activist who knocked Cuellar for his more conservative views. Cuellar has received the support of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, among others.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman met with her South Korean counterpart in Seoul to discuss potential threats from North Korea Tuesday. Sherman saying that any attack by North Korea would be devastating for global stability and that the United States and its allies are ready to take action if necessary.
This would be very destabilizing to the world's security, and I believe that not only the ROK in the United States and Japan, but the entire world will respond in a strong and clear manner.
This as North Korea conducted a missile test and reports they are preparing to resume nuclear testing. As Russia's unprovoked war in Ukraine continues, the United States is continuing to target top Russian officials.
The United States has moved to seize two luxury jets after linking them to Russian oligarch Roman Abramovich. One is a $60 million Gulfstream, the other is a $350 million aircraft, believed to be one of the most expensive private airplanes in the world. The action comes after new sanctions and penalties were announced on Russian oligarchs and elites, Kremlin officials, and businessmen linked to President Vladimir Putin and their yachts, aircraft, and firms that manage them. President Biden promised to pursue Russian elites' quote ill-gotten gains after the Kremlin invaded Ukraine back in February.
Kenneth Burns with that report. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.